Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Okay, post-game wrap time here. Giants beat the Royals 6-2. I was worried about tonight's game. I was. It seems like we've, over these last few years, as the Giants and Dodgers have had all these battles, when you have an emotional series like they had this weekend where every game's tight and tense and they're fighting all the way down to the end, there, to me, often has been a hangover effect. And they paid for it for a couple days before they had their full energy and focus back. And that didn't happen tonight. Well, the offense was a little slow starting, but everything else about tonight's game, Giants were really clean and played a really nice game. I was impressed by that.
You know, we used to have a big series against the Dodgers in Candlestick, and Candlestick Park was louder than Oracle Park. I mean, it really not even close. And you get in those emotional weekend games, and if you're a starting pitcher, you looked ahead to see if you're going to pitch. And if you were the guy who was pitching Monday's game, it was a different deal. I mean, you have 50,000 people at Candlestick losing their mind, and then Monday you're facing the Expos, and there's 2,800 people in the stands. That was an issue. This ballpark, 22,000, and Alex Wood, who's a veteran, he's going to go around and make sure everybody's into this game. And, you know, I thought that one of the things that really goes when you are a team that could be victimized by a lack of energy, you don't have concentration at the plate. That wasn't an issue here tonight. These guys, they got 9 walks. That, you know, they weren't getting hits, but they were getting walks. And granted, some of them were easy walks. But I think that that stat alone says that these guys were mentally into this game. And they took advantage of the gifts. They did. It took a while, but in the end, that's what took down the Royals.
Plus, they own Interleague right now.
Own Interleague. Oh. If not for that 1-0 A's win here. Still,
is that what it was?
Still bugs
that,
me.
That was the loss, huh?
Still bugs
Dave,
me.
Dave, it's okay. So take anyway. 2 Advil. You're right. You're fine.
No, you know what? Look, there's always – you always worry about a letdown, but I agree. This ballpark really doesn't allow it to happen. So good for them. If you're going to get gifts, receive them, take advantage of them, and hope maybe you get some more tomorrow.
I mean, the Giants have got to be one of the worst lineups for a young pitcher who all of a sudden just can't seem to find his release point to face, because even if he's throwing the ball well, he's liable to have to throw a lot of pitches to most of these guys. So, he had walked 4 guys in 8 games. And he was averaging 1 walk every 9 innings for the season. That was one thing about it. He had some issues, but that wasn't one of them. And all of a sudden, he walks Luis Gonzalez, and Gonzalez had to battle for that walk. It wasn't just all of a sudden he just missed the plate by 4 feet 4 times in a row. He battled him and fouled off some tough pitches, and then the more he struggled, the worse it got. So, you know, and I know walks, you know, you're giving stuff away. You give a guy a walk and so on and so forth. There are also guys that kind of earn walks. In some ways, but the longer he was having a hard time throwing a strike, the worse it got. It was just like he knew and we knew, everybody knew. Well, that next pitch, that's not going to be a strike either. But anyway, I felt a little bit bad for him. Then he turned it around big time.
Yeah, yep. I like him. He's got good stuff.
They're counting on him. Yep. That's a big part of their future, right?
He is going to be good.
All right, we will pick some players when we come back.
Saw that.
All right, we're having a little laugh. It's Postgame Wrap Part 2. We're going to pick some players. Who wants to go first tonight?
You. Take it.
Oh, okay. I'll go first. Lots of candidates. I'm taking Luis Gonzalez. John mentioned the walk. He started the walk parade with a real grinded out at bat in the third inning. And then it was just so cool to watch him create a run all on his own in the eighth. Pure hustle double. And then a great – the guy is a daring base runner. We've seen him almost get picked off a couple times, but he takes a huge lead and wants to take risks out there. And he dashes for third, and the throw goes into left field, and he just strolls on home. And the Giants had a run, and it was all him.
That's Pete Rose run right there.
It was. That's exactly what it was like.
A lot of hustle.
He's just been such a great player for the Giants. So I'm taking Luis Gonzalez.
Good pick. I like that.
He's my guy.
So, Dave, now that this game's over, where do you go? Do you go do a like an all-night talk show?
Or? Is there a KBO game I can go
yeah.
do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the Hawaiian recreates.
One of those 2:30 in the morning games from South Korea. Well,
no, that's it for me tonight. So two's enough.
You had the Dave did a day-night doubleheader in two different parts of the Bay Area. So, and that the day game was about a four-hour game.
Yeah. Those games aren't quick.
Plus, he beat COVID in 24 hours.
Amazing. Little scare. I'm back.
Nice going.
Here I am.
Superhuman recovery. All right.
Super moon.
Anyway. And you sounded great tonight.
Thank you.
I mean, on the promos, anyway.
I read the heck out of the promos. That's really the only reason I came here tonight to do this game was to read the promos. Yeah. That's why I did it.
All right.
Your pick, John.
Good job. Yeah. Good job. All right. So, I'm going to go with Austin Wins. He hit the double, and I'm not sure how he hit it. It hit the bag and at first base, and so it was a pretty easy call for the umpire when it hits the bag. But and that got him started. They had nothing going whatsoever, and then the next four guys walked. So my story is that Austin Wins hit that ball so hard, Brady Singer was so shaken up, he was afraid to throw a strike the rest of the inning. For the next 50 pitches, he did not want to throw a strike. So anyway, Austin wins. And I thought he did a pretty good job. And you might have better expertise on that than me, Mike. But it looked like he did a very good job of handling this staff that he's been having to learn on the fly. He's only been here 4 days or 5 days.
You know very quickly if you want to throw to a guy or not. And everybody wants to throw to this guy. That's the impact that he's had. Immediate. He can catch. Good pick. That'd be it. Okay, then I'm going to take Alex Wood. I just like the, everybody was so concerned about, the maximum sellout crowds with incredible electricity throughout the stadium the last 3 days. And when you have a veteran like Alex Wood out there, he's not going to let anybody get flat. They're going to be into it when he goes out there. I mean, he's going to make sure of that just because of his reputation. And he went six strong, gave up a couple runs. I thought he pitched well. He deserved the win. He's my guy, Alex Wood.
All right. Good call.
Well, the first hitter of the game, the ball goes by him, and he starts screaming at himself and stalking the mound.
I guess you're pretty into it.
It doesn't take him long.
That's by design.
It's true. It's really true. Good pick.
Thank you.
Kipe.
Crawford, two-run double.
Big hit.
That's all I got to say.
Well said.
Did you see that one coming?
I just want to go home, John.
okay. What's on deck? You're gonna soon. Sponsored by your California Ford dealers.
So we're not making a second trip through the...
Well, let's make some more picks. Skype.
No.
Logan Webb tomorrow. Chance for five in a row.
He's throwing good, too. I mean, his last outing, he really deserved better than what he got. I look forward to his starts every time he goes out there. But right now, he's got a roll going. And his victory, his consecutive victory streak was broken, so he wants to start another one.
Start a new one.
Can't wait.
We'll all be here.
Can't wait.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, John will have the highlights right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.